Yes. Yes, I remember this. Rock pools. Cold rain clouds. Flask of hot chocolate. Smell of seaweed. Mum is... Yes. She's in the caves with Hester. Why am I here now? Oh, I don't think I should be. No, I don't think I can be.
Sir, put down the knife.
Knife? Put down the... But I'm not. Why would I have a knife? A happy day like this.
The knife. Drop it.
Who? Police, why would... What's happening? What are you doing here? What am I doing here?
He's dropped the weapon. Take him down.
What are you doing? Get off me! Mum's in the caves. I'm not doing anything. I'm not. Ask Mum. She'll tell you. I haven't done anything.
If it's her blood you've got all over you, pal, I doubt she'll be telling us anything. Cuff him.
Blood? But I... Oh, God. I remember what happened.
Good. Can't wait to hear all about it at the station.
No, you don't understand. I need to speak to them.
You can speak to us all you like down the station.
Not you! You're no use to me! Torchwood! I need to speak to Torchwood!
Oh, ass.
I think I might be in love.
You're so easily pleased.
Oh.
Who's this now? Hello, Andy.
Hi, Gwen. Sorry to call. It's just a... It's not a chainsaw or something, is it? A speedboat. Right. Lovely. You can never be sure with you lot. So, we brought someone in, and... No, look, I've got to ask. Why are you on a speedboat? Right. Of course you can't. So, anyway, this bloke, no name, middle of Castle Street, covered in blood, he was... you're busy. Yeah, sorry, speedboat stuff. Yeah, okay. The thing is, no, listen, he was asking for you. Well, not you personally, Torchwood. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's weird. Well, so I thought I'd better... Yeah, right, well, when you can. He's a bit... What the hell was that? You're all right. Yeah, oh, of course. Righto. Bye then.
I can see your colours, Mummy.
Some days the magic never ends.
Yes? I've secured 9 of the test subjects, but Luke's got loose. I know that idiot. That's why we have to move quickly. He snapped, attacked the rest of them, blood everywhere. What's that? No, he didn't do a good job. I'm tidying up after him. Fine, well, keep me posted. He can't have got far before being picked up, not looking the way he must have done. Let me worry about that. You just get our friends at Whitehall moving. This is going to be more than we can handle internally. They're going to need to get involved. Right then. Oh, shush. You're better off this way. Heights Pharmaceuticals thanks you for your assistance.
How long now?
I don't know. Ages. 2 hours. Told you to bring something to read.
We're Torchwood. Since when do we need to bring a book?
Since Jack decided he'd handle alien ship repairs on his own. Now shush. I'm at a good bit.
He's taken a long time.
Oh, what are you worried about? He's fine. They were fine. He and the space octopus. All fine. Getting along.
Tell me about it.
Seriously, Yanto? You're being twitchy because you think you might be getting off with a space octopus?
Kuranian. They're called Kuranians.
Space octopus. It's huge.
So is his...
Hatchigan. Don't go there.
He has been a really long time.
Shush now, please. I'm reading.
I...
Shush. I'm up. What?
Morning. He's on his way back up.
Oh, night. Oh, bloody night.
Tell me about it.
Is it morning already?
Yes.
Oh, there was a problem with the coils.
Oh, I bet.
We couldn't get a power buildup. All done now, though. There he goes. All good. Let's go home.
Yes. Let's.
I'll drive.
Under the skin. Nodding and weaving. Feel it. Knowing me. Tasting me. Thinking. Yes. Yes, always thinking. Good thinking. Where is she?
Love her.
Kill her.
Love her. I need to speak to Torchwood!
And I need to find her. Yes, yes. I need to find her. Kill her!
I smell of sushi. Hate sushi.
Shush a minute, I'm on the phone.
Gwen!
Ah, hello you. Sorry I didn't call last night. You know, the usual.
Tentacle porn.
Ignore him, he's in a mood.
Yeah, well, I got sick of waiting and I hooked up with some French girls, didn't I?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Claudette and...
Bernard sounds lovely. Bernard have shaved legs. No?
Yes, he did.
Share your takeaway with them in the lorry, did you?
Couldn't get enough of it, love. Insatiable they were, especially Bernard. Chips everywhere.
Oh, when will you be back?
Oh, ferries at 10, so back in the UK be about 2. Mm-hmm. Drive up and load, God knows.
5:00.
I'll see you then. look, I must go. Look after yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love you too. Shouldn't you be down the police station?
Didn't seem fair to show up stinking of squid. Don't worry, I'm on it.
Before you go, sir, a few weird accident reports. People going into dream states. Two separate people wandering into the road. One crashing their car.
Look into it. I'll be back soon.
Oh, that's my nap in the conference room out the window, then.
Jack!
Took your time?
Busy night. Sorry. So, what's happening?
Well, we've got no ID on him. He wasn't carrying anything, and I mean literally nothing. No wallet, no keys, no spare change, old receipts, nothing. He was completely clean.
Well, that screams trouble. Nobody walks around with nothing in their pockets.
He was spotted wandering up Castle Street, covered in blood.
Whose?
Well, not his. Lab's on it. He was carrying a knife and screaming his head off.
Screaming what exactly?
Nothing that made much sense. Going on about his mam when we caught him. And you lot, of course. Said he needed to talk to Torchwood.
Fine. He's got a chance.
I'm not going to get an earful over this, am I? I mean, letting you in to see him.
Not for me. Listen, I'll shout when I'm done. You mind if I sit down?
Under the skin.
What is?
The thing they do. It's hard to think clearly. Stage one, your head's not your own.
Stage one? Stage one of what?
No, not stage one. The blood. I keep forgetting the blood. I must be at stage two. I need to find my wife. Can you help me find my wife?
If you give me your name.
Oh, no, I don't know about that. I don't think that's safe, son. They'll be looking for me.
Who?
My wife. It's really important. I need to find her.
And Torchwood?
Yes, Torchwood. They talked about them in the facility. They thought we didn't listen, thought we were too out of it, but I'm sharp. I heard lots of things in there. I heard lots of dangerous things. Do you know Torchwood?
Yes.
Because they're secret. You're not supposed to know about them. I'm full of secrets now. Whoa,
hey, careful. You're breaking the skin.
I'm trying to get rid of it. Under the skin, the fibers, the wires, the network. First they know you, then you love, then you kill, then you die. I thought Torchwood could help. They talked about them in the hospital. Talked about them as if they were a problem. Trouble.
Well, we do our best.
You're Torchwood!
Yeah.
God! I wish I could think straight. It will get easier, I know, in time. If I'm still alive.
Listen, where was the hospital?
I don't know. I don't remember. We ran, all of us. Maybe they let us, I don't know. I don't think so, but I couldn't put it past them. We're all in danger.
Why?
Look, can't you see? Under the skin. Can't you see?
Hey, careful, you're bleeding. Officer!
I've got to tear it out!
Somebody get in here now!
I've got to tear it out!
I could use some help in here!
Jack, what did you do to him?
Well, not me, he did it to himself.
Medical assistance, cell 14!
Listen, you said we ran. Where are the rest of you? Where are your friends?
I can't. Love you. Love you. I don't remember. Don't want to remember.
Oh God, his arm. Look inside his arm.
What? Oh, no.
Oh, what is that? It's our wires. Look, they're moving. Look at them. Jack, they're moving.
No, it can't be that. Please don't let it be that. Look, hold him steady. I need a sample.
What?
Hold him steady.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Got it. I think I have an evidence bag somewhere.
Oh, my. What the hell's going on here?
It's all right. It's all good. Good thinking.
What did you say?
Well,
Someone please find my wife. I really need to find my wife.
More reports trickling in. Same general pattern. People just stopping what they're doing and entering a fugue state.
Any obvious link?
Not enough incidents to tell so far, but it really doesn't look like it. Ah.
What?
Report just coming in over emergency services channels. Bus driver just stopped steering and bus plowed into the front of a shop on Westgate Street.
And we're on our way.
You need to get that man into medical isolation immediately.
You think he's contagious? With what?
Excuse me. Can I speak to someone about the man you picked up in Castle Street? Hello?
Who's this now? Madam?
Hello. Sorry, yes, bit of a tiz. Can you help me?
Yeah, well, you were asking about the man we picked up yesterday.
Yes, that's right. Oh, hang on, I have my ID card somewhere. Oh, always overfill my bag. Never can find anything.
Are you a relation?
Goodness me, no. The Ministry of Health sent me. Apparently he was presenting with some unusual health symptoms.
Yeah, well, he was scratching a fair bit. Yeah.
Oh, here we are. ID. Awful photo. Awful face. Frosty's Godalming. Sorry to be a pest. I was wondering if I could take a look at it.
You're a bit quick off the mark, aren't you?
Not really. You see, we know where he escaped from. Sorry, who are you?
Torchwood.
Oh, right, yes. I've heard of you lot, haven't I? Bit hush-hush.
Look, you have a serious containment issue on your hands.
Oh, do you think so?
I know so. And I suspect as you've come running here from your little office, you know so too.
Oh, well, possibly. Don't like to stir up panic, though. You know how it is.
But when you say containment, do you mean nobody should leave the station?
The problem's bigger than that. I think nobody should leave Cardiff.
Right then, what are we looking at?
Nothing good.
Excuse me.
Sorry, road's closed at the... Oh, lovely. Torchwood, is it?
You love us, really. What can you tell us about what happened here?
Man, not one of your jobs, I'd have thought. Bit weird, though, I will admit.
Bit weird, that's us.
Yeah, bus driver started playing the violin.
Sorry?
Not really, but, you know, pretending, like. He took his hands off the wheel and started miming it. I'm into himself.
Bit weird, yes.
Yeah. At which point, the number 38 ended up making an unscheduled stop in the front window of that florist's. Driver's dead, one pedestrian looking critical. Luckily, most of the passengers are fine. Shaken up, mind, but nothing life-threatening.
Can we speak to them?
Yeah, fill your boots. We borrowed the front bar of the glass slipper just up the way. They're in there with the paramedics. I need to start getting this mess cleared up.
You all right?
Yeah, yeah. Got something on me, I think. Skin's itching like you wouldn't believe. Could be worse. I could have been on the number 38.
Come on, then. Let's go and talk to the poor sods that were.
It's me. Look, shut up and listen. I'm scrambling the call, so let's skip the usual complaints, okay? No, you won't hang up. Not unless you want to explain to your CIA paymasters what really happened during Operation Red Dawn. All right? That's better. Now, the Good Thinking Program. Ancient history, yeah? So why do I think I might be looking at a test subject here in Cardiff? Hello? Davy? Damn it.
Problems?
You think?
Well, I don't really know. Bit above my pay grade.
Really? Well, why am I finding that hard to believe?
I couldn't say.
Now that I do believe. What about where he escaped from? Can you tell me that?
No, I'm afraid not. But, you know, we're handling it. Don't worry. I'm sure someone will be in touch eventually to explain how you lovely people at... Torchwood might be able to help. Until then...
You're all smiles and shrugging. Great.
I'm here to help. Mm. That's all you need to know for now, isn't it?
I guess that all depends on how you're planning on helping.
Oh, we're terribly organized. You know you said nobody should leave Cardiff.
Yes.
We quite agree.
This is Convoy 4 to Control. Convoy 4 to Control, ETA to Cardiff, 20 minutes.
Roger, Convoy 4. Convoys 1, 3 and 8 already in position. Roadblocks assembled. Stand by for further orders.
Oh, right. Lovely. Let's get stuck in then, shall we? It's Jack. I'll take it outside. You get started.
Wonderful.
Hello. Sorry. Wonder if I could have a quick word.
Jack, I think we have a bit of a situation on our hands here. More and more people dropping into this dream state, losing control. We're on Westgate Street. A bus driver went away with the fairies and let his bus ram into a shop. Apparently, he thought he was playing the violin.
You don't know the half of it.
Listen. I need you and Yanto to get back to the hub immediately. I think I know what this is. I don't know how it's happening. I don't know why. But you two need to get to safety quickly.
No, we can't just drop everything. We're right in the middle of... Okay, fine. We'll be back then. Should take us about... Oh, hello. Hello. We may be slightly delayed. Looks like somebody started throwing furniture around. Hang on. Hey, you!
Put him down! He's with me!
Gwen! Damn it! We haven't got time for this.
Constable Davidson?
Oh, you again, is it? A bit busy, actually.
You're about to be much busier.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. Between you and me, I think you're about to have a bit of a time of it.
Seriously? Covered in bloody was? Me and Dapo couldn't believe it. Knocked the twat flying, they did. Boom. Straight down, cuffs on. What's that? No, it's my neck. Itches like a bastard. No idea what it is. Shut it, sicko. On my neck. Bloody perv. Whoa, what's this? It's like after bloody army or something. I'm serious. Whole load of them piling up the street.
Hello, Doctor.
Hi, do take a seat. So, what seems to be the problem?
Some sort of rash or something. My skin's on fire. Can't stop scratching.
Right, okay. Well, slip your top off. Let's take a look. Have you been working with chemicals at all, or... doing some gardening, maybe?
Nothing like that. It's really weird. It feels like there's something under the skin, something moving.
I'm sure that's just a nerve reaction. It's probably just... Oh, my God.
You saw that. It moved, didn't it? It moved. Something's burrowing in me. All aboard. Ding, ding. Dr. Quintard. Off to the game. God, it itches. Why won't it stop itching?
You're right, my love. Can I help?
Oh, make it stop.
Get off. Just try it.
Make it stop. Make it stop. Make it stop. Make it stop.
The whole city. Yeah, but that's... No. Okay. Yes, sir. Of course, sir. Oh, this is nuts. Absolutely nuts. We've got the army setting up roadblocks around the city. Something to do with you lot, is it?
Oh, well, yes, probably. You heard what the nice man from Torchwood said. Better safe than sorry.
Safe? It's not safe for us, is it? We're on the wrong side of the roadblock. Oh, God, I was all over him earlier. Whatever he's got...
Best not to think about that.
Well, it's a bit blooming hard not to.
Well, we're all in the same boat, aren't we? Besides, honestly, it's just a safety precaution. We've no reason to assume he's as contagious as all that.
Yanto, you all right?
Nothing a dry cleaner's and a pack of plasters won't sort.
Grab her hands.
I've got her.
What?
The woman I was talking to started singing. Some sort of lullaby or something. Halfway through a sentence. One minute she's talking about the bus, then snap, she's singing herself to sleep.
Keep her down.
I'm trying. Same thing was happening to some of the others.
What, singing?
No. Duck!
Oi! We need something to tie her up. Give me a tie.
I love this tie.
It's a shit tie.
It was 60 quid.
You were robbed. Give me the tie. So singing.
It was the dream thing, like the bus driver. This one woman singing, another was having an argument. It sounded like her brother. Some bloke was pretending to play with toy cars. Crouched down on the floor, making all the noises.
Boom, it's back!
I'll kill you! Oh.
Sorry, mate. And then what?
And then this. They just snapped. Started attacking. You know, the paramedics, the police, each other. Whoa!
Under the skin. Under the skin. Chewing. Knitting. Talking. Ripping. Gift? For me? Oh, someone wants to help. Someone wants to make things better. His tools hanging on the garage wall. Precious tools. Oh, don't touch. Special tool. Bang, 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 bang. Cowboys and engines. Little Luke shouldn't play with guns.
Yes, madam. Yes,
all right.
Just
keep the doors locked. Just panic the door.
All our
options. Send someone out as soon as we can.
Gwen? Hello?
I can't hear myself think.
Gwen? Answer machine. No surprise there. Gwen, it's me. Hi. Look, it's kicking off here like you wouldn't believe. People are going crazy, attacking one another. The switchboard's going crackers. And we've got the Home Office breathing down our necks. Look, it's on the TV. Hang on.
They are working hard to handle the situation. We have also received news that the army is in the process of setting up roadblocks around the city, the current locations for which are scrolling on the bottom of your screen. All traffic out of the city is being stopped. Drivers wishing to enter are being told that if they do so, they will not be allowed to leave until the barrier is lifted. When asked for information as to the reason for the barrier, military personnel have refused to answer.
What's happening, Gwen?
This was one of the first roadblocks to be erected, and as you can see, traffic is at a complete standstill, with tailbacks extending onto the A48 in both directions. The plan seems to be to isolate Cardiff completely. Keep tuned for further reports. Meanwhile, we have also received news of several people suffering from unusual itching symptoms and dissociative behaviour.
Itching like f***ing is? Look at that! You see it? How f***ing red is that now? I think it's some sort of terrorist, eh? F***ing extremists or something. Tell you. Just you wait. That's what all these soldiers are about. You still want to be a soldier? You're dead. See the world. Like my dad. Used to play up the woods. Toy gun. Miss you, Dad. Come on, let's play. There's time before tea.
The connection between these incidents, if indeed there is one, is unknown. For now, it's recommended that you follow the advice of the official police statement. Stay at home and stay safe.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Cooper.
You've reached Gwen Cooper. I'm busy at the moment. If you have this number, you can probably guess why. Leave a message.
Just got off the ferry. Won't be long now. I'll give you a shout when I'm closer. If it looks like you're going to be busy kicking aliens at the arse, send us a text and I'll get us a takeaway in. See ya.
You all right?
I'm going to have a black eye.
Oh, I think I've put something in my back.
Fun times.
Yeah, fun times.
Can I go and have a nap now?
Yeah, I suppose so. Jack's panicking. He wants us back at the hub.
Panicking? About what?
I don't know. He thinks he knows what this is and that we need to be safe.
Safe? We're never safe. Isn't that the point of Tortwood?
Seems like it some days. He wasn't himself. Yanto, he really seemed worried.
That's comforting.
Whoa, whoa, what's he playing at? Yanto, move!
Please, one at a time. In case you haven't noticed, we're a bit short-staffed right now, okay? I can't work miracles, can I? Just take a seat and I will deal with you as soon as I can.
No, well, this is... I told you it would get busy.
Well, you could help. Man the phones, if you like.
I'm afraid I have duties of my own. Where is everyone?
I mean, you've seen it on the telly, haven't you? It's all gone mad. Every available uniform is out on the street trying to keep on top of things. There's only a handful of us left here, and we're only for show. Look, it's all over the telly.
The barrier is being erected as a protective cordon to aid a joint operation between South Wales Police and the National Counter-Terrorism Security Office. More information...
Get down! Behind the desk, quick!
We're ahead of you, Constable.
Where's my wife? I need to find my wife! If someone doesn't find her right now, I swear I'll...
Oh, you bloody typical. What's going on here then? Some sort of accident.
You've reached Gwen Cooper. I'm busy at the moment. If you have this number, you can probably guess why. Leave a message.
Hey, me again. I think there's been a collision or something, love. Traffic's backed up, so I'm probably going to be late. I'll give you a shower as we move in. Love you.
Miss Godalming, stay down here.
Our police station desk's bulletproof.
No. Everybody, stay down and be quiet. Sir, there's no need for this. Please put the gun down. I'll happily try and find your wife for you if you just put down the gun.
I've been asking and asking, but nobody listens. I just want to make it stop.
You and me both, pal. How about this? I'll come out. We can talk, maybe go and see what we can do about finding your wife. How does that sound?
Are you mad? He'll kill you.
I hope not. I just want to get him away from all these people. Look, if I can lead him somewhere safer, you get on the radio and get some medical assistance and backup, okay?
Why should I trust you?
Because I'm with Torchwood. I've always wanted to say that.
Torchwood? You?
Even the nutter sounds surprised at the idea. Yes, definitely Torchwood. That's me. And you wanted Torchwood to help, didn't you?
Yes. They talked about Torchwood. They didn't like Torchwood.
Yeah, well, we at Torchwood don't like them either. So if I come out, you promise not to shoot.
I won't shoot.
And then we can go somewhere and find your wife. 5 minutes in the computer room, that's all it's going to take.
I suppose. No tricks, though. Any tricks, and I'll shoot a lot of you.
Yeah, fair dues, fair dues. Right, as soon as we're out of the way, you get on the radio, okay?
Will do. Good luck.
Oh, thanks. I'm coming out now.
Are you okay?
He only clipped me. I'm fine. What was he playing at?
I have no idea, and I suspect he didn't either.
How is he?
Dead.
Oh.
Jack's right to panic, isn't he?
Looks that way. Come on, there's nothing we can do here. Let's get back to the hub.
Ah, you know what, sod this. I'm not sitting here all day. Let's have a look at it.
Oi, you! You can't just leave your bloody lorry!
I can do what I like, pal. This thing tails back miles.
That's it. Stay calm. Everything's fine. Torchwood's here.
Torchwood. Torchwood are going to help me find my wife.
Yep, definitely. Won't she be over the moon to see you again? As you can see, I'm not armed. I'm not going to try anything. Let's just head back down the corridor there to the computer room, okay, and see what we can do.
What we can do. What we can do. Yes. Oh, it's so hard not to kill you. Just to see you bleed.
Well, that's nice, but if you could avoid it, that would be lovely.
All right. You go first.
Okay.
Go on.
Yeah, I'm going.
Can't believe this. They're cordoning off the bloody city.
You are endangering each other's safety and that of my men. Return to your vehicles. Traffic is being cleared by alternative routes.
Oh, this is mental. Absolutely bloody mental.
You will not be warned again. Refusal to disperse will be classed as a clear danger to public safety and dealt with accordingly.
Danger to public safety? What? And fighting off guns isn't?
Return to your vehicles now and follow diversion signs. Clear this area. I repeat, clear this area.
Careful!
This is unbelievable. The traffic's gone mad and so have half the people. What the hell is going on?
Oh, this is bad. Apparently the army is setting up barricades.
What? What do you mean, where?
Everywhere. They're building a cordon around the city.
They can't do that.
Apparently they can. Nobody is allowed in or out.
But that's...
bloody terrifying.
Yeah.
More outbreaks of violence too. Whatever this is, it's spreading fast.
Whoa, watch it!
You and then kill you.
No thanks, mate.
Oh, mate, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I'll cut through to the right.
It's pedestrianised.
Priorities, Yanto.
Are you all right? No, obviously not, but, you know, how are you feeling?
I can't think anymore. It just burns so much under the skin. Wires moving, telling me what to do.
All right, how about I get you to a hospital? How would that be?
No! Not the hospital again, no!
Oh, all right, okay, no hospitals, just a thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't help it. Not anymore. I'm going to have to kill you!
Please, look, there's no need to do this. I can help. Just drop the...
Kill you! Kill you!
We're back.
Jack.
Hello? Oh, that's bloody typical, that is. Makes a fuss about getting us back in on the double. We're here and there's no sign of him.
I'm here.
Oh, what are you playing at now? Spooky voice in the speakers, is it?
In fairness, last time he did this, it was sexier. And you weren't here. And I wasn't wearing trousers.
Oh, happy thoughts.
You got me on the camera feed?
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on?
I've locked myself in.
I can see that, you silly sod. Why?
It's safer.
Safer?
Against what? That mess that's going on outside?
No, too late for that. Safer for you.
But seriously now, okay? We've got a major situation on our hands here, Jack. The army's barricaded off the city. People are turning on one another.
We don't need your enigmatic bullshit, okay? Not now. Explain.
I'm infected with what this thing is.
We've been in the middle of it. How do you know that we're not too?
I don't. I hope you're not, but...
I can't be sure. That's not what I'm keeping you safe from, though. Not exactly.
Then what exactly?
From me. From when I tried to kill you.
Why can't I kill you? Because you've run out of bullets, you bloody lunatic.
It's not fair! Not fair! God, make it stop! Make it stop! I'll kill you all until you can make it stop!
Right, well, that could have been better, but at least he's not shooting people anymore.
PC Davidson?
Oh, good. Back up on the way, is it?
Where's Luke?
He's... Hang on. Luke.
The ridiculous bag never can find anything. Ah, there it is.
His name is Luke. You could have said.
Well, I was hoping someone would have shot him by now. I suppose I'll have to do it. A pain to cover up, but that's today all over.
Cover up? Hang on. Why have you got a gun?
To shoot people with. Idiot.
From when you try and what?
Kill you. And I will. Try, that is. I'll try really, really hard because that's what this thing does.
What thing?
What are we looking at here, Jack? A virus?
Kind of. Albeit man-made. Well, man-made with a boost from inherited alien technology. The usual greedy, idiotic mishmash. A product of the good thinking program.
Good thinking?
So hard to think. It already taking me over.
Jack?
I got it from this guy the police picked up. Oh, inside me growing.
I'm coming down there.
No! You need to keep away, both of you. I'm dangerous now. A weapon. I won't be able to help myself.
Oh, timing. Absolute timing with this man. Reese?
Gwen! You all right, love?
Just don't believe this.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay, but something's going on here, okay? Oh, God, love, we're in a right mess, but I can't talk now.
What? Tell me about it.
They put some sort of barrier up, a great big thing, a metal sheeting. We've got the army here, waving their guns around.
What is it, Gwen?
We don't know yet, we're working on it, but I'm glad you're out there. Best place for you.
Like hell it is. I'll be with you as soon as I can figure out to get past this barrier.
No, you will not, Reese Williams. The last thing I need now is to be worrying about you as well.
Okay. But promise me you'll look after yourself, all right? I want to hear from you the minute you know what's going on, Gwen. Fine. Yeah, I love you too. Stay out here while you're trapped inside.
Yeah.
Right, that's going to happen.
Oh, God. Please don't tell me I'm dying here. Oh no, it's no good. I just can't. I can't.
Maybe this wasn't the greatest idea. No, oh, I can feel it growing. Spreading out. Burrowing.
It's alive. Breeding me. Consuming me.
That's it. We're getting him out of there.
No! That's the last thing you'll do. Too late anyway. It's done. I am riding this thing through until the end. No other choice.
What is going on outside?
Still no further information from either the police force or the government. As you can see, the violence continues to spread throughout the city. Streets are filled with rioters. Hospitals are unable to cope with the wounded. Viewers are advised to avoid the Brinscombe Hospital after reports that a team of doctors have actually turned on the patients. One was allegedly seen running through the corridors with a bone saw, though that has not been corroborated.
What's happening?
We've gone into lockdown.
Why? We need to get out there.
It was nothing to do with me. Quick, the door.
But what about Jack? We can't just leave him.
We'll have to. Come on.
I can't.
Yantong! I'll be back as soon as I can. Okay, help. Just stay away from Jack.
Oh, Yantong.
We still advise that viewers stay inside. Bolt your doors, lock your windows. Whatever is happening, whoever is responsible, tonight the city is burning, and we can only pray that it survives to see tomorrow.